Well, welcome to Soul Train, the sports and fitness show. I'm your host, Ed Furtick, and I've been involved in my own personal fitness for over 20 years, and I hope I can share that with you and help you get on the road to a healthy and fit lifestyle. This show has guests that talk about various topics in the field of health and fitness. And today we have with us a great guest. Her name is Jamie Flack, and she's with Flack Gymnastics. Am I pronouncing that right?
You are correct.
And Flack Gymnastics is located over on Healy Boulevard in Greenport. Jamie is a former competitive gymnast, and you can check out her website at flackgym.com, and that's spelled F-L-A-C-H. So welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for coming here. We appreciate your helping us out. And you are an instructor of young people in gymnastics. You don't deal with adults.
Correct.
So parents out there, you know, pay attention, because this is a way to get your kids fit through gymnastics. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So, Jamie, how did you personally get started in gymnastics, and what has it meant to you?
Well, I got started at a young age. I was approximately 7 years old. My parents decided that I needed to get into a sport. My brothers all had baseball, and they said, well, what can Jamie do? So gymnastics it was. I started out in Maine, and then we moved to New York, and I went to a gym down south a little ways. And from there, I was competing within a year. I continued until I was 16 years old. At that point, I still had a love for the sport, but it was just my time was up, and I was getting ready to do other things, finish up high school, go on to college. So I had some decisions to make. With that being said, I quit being a competitive gymnast and decided to continue teaching. So I taught part-time, and then basically I couldn't leave. I got stuck. I said to myself, there's no way I can live without gymnastics.
Whenever I've watched gymnastics on TV, it seems like an activity that requires a level of bravery.
That
are
it
you
does.
A brave person?
Most of the time, I'd like to think so.
So the average adult is probably not going to get involved in gymnastics in a gym, and certainly the people that compete in gymnastics are very usually young.
They're young, yes.
And that's the point here. The today's young person in this country is often, you know, overweight, mm-hmm. and they spend a lot of time with their video games and
yes.
social media, not enough time playing outside like us old folks used to do when there were no video games. So do you find that gymnastics is a way for children to get fit? Do you see kids coming in that are too heavy and then getting fit through gymnastics?
A lot of kids come in just to learn the sport, but parents view it as a way to keep their child active, yes. Mm-hmm. So I would say that they can start them at 18 months. So as young as 18 months, a child can begin fit activity. And then we go up to 16 years old in our gym. So anywhere from 18 months to 16 years old, these kids come in for a one-hour class, a two-hour class, and they are getting 1 hour or more of a structured activity where we attempt to keep them moving almost the entire time. So the amount of calories burned and the amount of athletic muscle gained, it's a win-win. You can't go wrong. They're burning calories, they're off the couch, they're learning a sport, a trade, and they can take it with them as far as, you know, college or even further if, you know, they have hopes and dreams that they want to fulfill.
Okay, well, let's make believe that I have an 8-year-old child and send them over to your gym or to any gym where they do gymnastics,
mm-hmm.
What should they expect in the beginning? What type of things will they be doing? How does it evolve from day one to...
If a child's coming into the gym and they've never done gymnastics before, we would start them out in a one-hour class. In that one-hour class, we start out with basic stretching, so some kinesthetic awareness, get their tendons and ligaments stretched a bit, and then we get them going also with a short cardio warm-up.
Okay.
After we get through the cardio warm-up, we usually split the group of usually 7 or 8 students to one coach, and then we get them on the bars where they're doing circling elements, things that require strength or will help build strength. We'll teach them basic tumbling skills on the floor, such as forward rolls or different kinds of jumps. And then we'll take them over to the balance beam. They'll learn balance, coordination. And through all that, they're getting agility training where they're learning to be quick on certain things, or they're, you know, learning to learn how their body can move, really. They also learn spatial awareness when they jump down a tumble track. Again, they're using their muscles. They're building muscle strength. They are gaining flexibility. So in a one-hour class, you get all of that in my gym or any gym.
Okay, so just to make sure I'm understanding this right, so there's sort of a progression of things that you have them have, that you have a beginner do?
Yes.
Like one of the first things is tumbling?
Yep, they'll learn basic tumbling skills. We always do progressions and lead up skills and mm-hmm. drills. So if we have a beginner gymnast who's coming into us to, you know, they want to master a cartwheel.
Mm-hmm.
So they have never done a cartwheel before. They want to master a cartwheel. We're going to give them some stations and drills to help them learn that cartwheel. And all different things lead up to that, such as having flexibility from doing splits. Because who doesn't realize, but in a cartwheel, there's actually a straddle split.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you could really train future cheerleaders, can't you?
We can.
Were you a cheerleader?
I did some basic cheerleading uh-huh. growing up. That was another part of what I did.
Uh-huh. Now, you know, parents are generally very protective of their children. So, and like I said before, gymnastics, when you watch it on TV, you say, oh my, that looks a little dangerous. Well, can parents rest at ease that their kids are going to be okay if they, you know, study gymnastics?
They can rest at ease because gymnastics is not a sport that just anybody can go into mm-hmm. or a sport that just anybody can teach. So generally, when you're doing gymnastics, you have instructors or owners who have been gymnasts themselves or have extensive training to become an instructor or a coach. Specifically in our gym, our coaches are all safety certified, and they also have CPR and first aid and safety training. They were also all former gymnasts to some level. So our quality of staff at our facility, you know, is one that is hard to come by. We've been very fortunate to have such awesome staff and people, you know, be surrounded by such great, great people who have an awareness and definitely have experience in gymnastics.
So when a child, for example, is working out on what is it called, a balance beam?
On the balance beam.
Or you have a horse.
They do a little bit different beam. Vaulting now, but yes. But
okay.
If you go to the balance beam scenario.
Okay, so explain quickly what a balance beam is and what a horse is and what the mats are for.
Sure. Our balance beams are generally anywhere from 8 to 16 feet long. They're 4 inches wide. There's generally a mat of at least 8 inches thick underneath it. Specifically, though, the mats are there to protect a child if they fall, but if they don't know how to fall correctly, they could still become injured. So what we do is the first class of each month, we always review safety procedures and rules in the gym. We go over safety landing position, how to tuck and roll. You could almost acclimate it to maybe fire safety training if you talk about, you know, stop, drop, and roll. Well, off the beam, it's good to know to jump away from the beam
okay.
and tuck and roll. Or land in safety landing position, which is right on their feet.
And the horse?
The horse has become a little bit different now. It's called a vaulting table. It looks like a big tongue, if you could imagine so. And with that, they learn to run and jump on a springboard, and then usually go into a handstand position, and then land over onto their feet. So they're doing a flip.
Well, how can you not become stronger and more flexible doing that stuff?
I mean, talk about
yoga. This has to really make your body flexible. No way you could do it if you're not flexible. So what type of equipment does a child need to get started in this real quickly?
Well, what we do in gymnastics is we have a spring floor, and then we also have the uneven bars, balance beam, and vault. We do the lead-up skills and progressions to get them continuing elements on each of those events, and also, you know, help them gain the flexibility so they can continue in the sport of gymnastics and on to other things.
Well, this has been very enlightening. Thank you, Jamie Flock from Flock Gymnastics on Healy Boulevard in Greenport. That's flockgym.com, FLACH gym.com. And thanks for listening to Soul Train on WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you, Jamie Flock.
Thank you for having me.
By the camera.